So don't fool yourself. You need a culture coach because you haven't been successful at this yet. Welcome to Culture Coach, a podcast with me, Nikki Lerner, helping you to engage in a proactive movement towards unity and understanding as it relates to culture and come from. Thanks for joining me today. You ready to go? Let's get started. Hey, thanks again so much for listening. You know, I wanted to create a space each week where you and I can learn about different cultures and come froms in a safe, non-threatening, non-embarrassing environment. I hope you enjoy this podcast. For more creative resources and ideas, you can engage with me at NikkiLerner.com. Hey, 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 everybody. Happy Wednesday. It's Nikki here. I'm excited to be with you. Thank you again for joining me today, wherever you are. I know that so many of you that I talk to that listen to the podcast, you listen to the podcast every week, and thank you for that. And you listen to it while you're working out. You listen to it while you're walking your dog. That's usually the thing I hear the most from people. You listen to it while you're in the car. You listen to it anytime that you need even a moment of encouragement in your day as a leader. And that's really even why I do this podcast. I do this podcast for you so that even in the middle of your day, like I have this picture many times where in the middle of your day, when you are focused on the cultural diversity work that you long to see in your business, in your organization, that you'd be, you know, sitting at your desk and trying to make something happen and trying to figure out, how do we do this or how do we get better at this? And then you would remember that I am in your ear on Wednesdays and that you would come back to the Culture Coach podcast and that you would find even that one short piece of insight that you need to continue forward and to continue on. And so I love thinking about that for you. I love serving you through this podcast. And I'm just really grateful that you listen. So would you do me a favor? If you love this podcast, if you've gotten insight from this podcast, I want to encourage you to share it with two or three people that are in your network. Two or three people that are business owners or CEOs or work in organizations. Share it with people who are in their organizations and they're trying to run diversity, equity, and inclusion committees. Share it with somebody that has that role in their organization. Whatever it is, share the insights that you hear here. Let's continue to build a proactive movement towards unity and understanding as it relates to culture and come from. What do you think about that? I love thinking about that. Today, what I want to share with you are three reasons why you need a culture coach. Many of you have started the work of diversity, equity, and inclusion in your companies and your organizations. And you've started it. You started it, went out really hot in 2020 after things happened here, particularly in the United States around the summer of 2020. And you went in really hard for about a year, maybe even a year and a half for some of you. And then you decided that you could handle it on your own. Or you could handle it with just the people, the small set of people that you have. And I want to challenge you today that you need a coach, that you need a consultant, that you need some help. And I'm going to give you three reasons why you need a culture coach. Let me just tell you this, you know, as a culture coach and being in coaching and consulting, being in advisement and mentorship and teaching myself, you've probably heard me say this before, but I have a coach. And there's another mentor of mine that says a coach without a coach is like a doctor who won't go see a doctor. Right? Don't trust a coach without a coach. And so even for me, as I am doing my work, I have people who are working with me. I have a dedicated coach that I invest in for my own growth all the time. And I meet with my coach every single week. And I feel like that I get better as a coach because this person is in my life. And he has been in my life and worked with me so faithfully for almost 3 years now. And so I just want you to know that what I'm about, some things I'm about to tell you, that I'm doing it myself. And that the people that I know that are working really powerfully in this lane also are working with mentors, working with coaches, working with people who are building into them as well. And this is why, as a leader, you need a cultural coach. So here we go. Three reasons why you need a cultural coach. Number one, for your own blind spots. For your own blind spots. It's one of the reasons that I have a coach myself. You know, I am a powerful coach. I am very good at what I do. I lean in very hard and very seriously to what I do with joy and play and depth and seriousness all at the same time. But I can't coach myself. I mean, I think in many areas, I would say, I don't know, maybe my friends would tell me something different. I don't know. But I think in many ways, I have a high level of self-awareness. In many ways, I ask myself really good questions about my own life, about my own work. Every single day, I'm leaning into questions that will propel me forward. But I cannot see my own blind spots. That's the nature of blind spots. And if you think you don't have them, put that as reason 1A that you need a coach. Because here's the reality. If you think you don't have any blind spots, that's your blind spot. Okay? So the first reason you need a cultural coach is for your own cultural blind spots. We are multiculturally minded leaders, you and I. We are doing this work every day. We are connected to different kinds of people every single day. We are expanding our networks and our communities every single day. And even then, even for those of us that live a multicultural lifestyle, you cannot see your own cultural blind spots. You can ask good questions about it. You can dive into it. But what you need is someone else, preferably from another culture group, to be able to graciously, generously, and maybe for some of you, gently, help you see your own blind spots. First as a person, and then in your role as a leader in your organization and your company. You cannot find your own blind spots. You need a cultural coach to do so. Now, here's the other thing I want to encourage most of you. You need a cultural coach if you're trying to get better that is from a different people group than you. And I'm going to say for all people, this is not just for white American people, by the way. This is for non-white American people as well, because some of you that are listening may think to yourself, oh, I'm good because I'm black, or I'm good because I'm Korean, or I'm good because I'm German and I can see all things, or I'm good because I'm Indian. No, you're not good, because you know what else? You also cannot see your own cultural blind spots, okay? You and I, as minority culture people, we may be a little bit ahead on some of this. We may be able to see things a little bit more clearly because most of us have had to be bicultural and tricultural most of our life. Most of us have had to work through assimilating to some degree culturally for most of our life. And so we may be a little bit ahead. But what you don't know, and this is where I'm going to challenge you, if you're in a minority culture, is that you also need somebody else to be speaking into your life that is not part of your people group. It is not enough to just be surrounded by everybody else that is in minority culture for you. Just like you ask the majority culture to expand their worlds, Some of you in minority culture, if you're listening to me right now, some of you need to expand your worlds. If you are honest about yourself and your surroundings, that most of the people that you spend time with, most of the people that you learn from all look like you. And I want to challenge you today that even you need a culture coach. Here's reason number two that you need a culture coach. For the sake of your minority culture staff, I feel really passionately about this one, y'all. Many times what happens is for a company or an organization that has been historically monocultural, right? And what, remember, what I mean by that is that if you look at the top of the organization, if you look at most of where the influence and the decision-making comes from, and the people that are in charge largely look like one another, they have the same come from, they have the same, even the same business background, they come from one sort of area, then you have a monocultural leadership team, which means then you have a monocultural company, okay? Because remember, you cannot call your company multicultural and be okay with an entire monocultural group of people that are leading at the top. You cannot do that. So if you're going to be okay with that as a leader, stop calling yourself a diverse company, because you're not that yet. Particularly if you guys are okay with it. The second reason why you need a cultural coach is for the sake of your minority staff, because here's what happens. I see it happen all the time. Usually a majority cultured group of leaders, well-meaning, who love people, all the things, get together and they say, we want to be more diverse. That's great. That's awesome. That's where you need to start. But then what happens is, if you're, let's just say you're a company of 100 people, well, if you look at your company and 13 of the people in your organization are non-dominant culture people, you know who you're going to end up leaning on for all things diversity related? Those 13 people. And I'm here to tell you that those 13 people, while maybe half of them are willing to help you and assist you in this work towards cultural diversity, half, okay? So now we're talking about what, like 5 or 6 people, right? Maybe half of them are willing to open their heart back up to you again and help you. They did not sign up to be your culture coach. They did not sign up to be your cultural consultant. You hired them to work in the finance department. You hired them to lead a group of people out in the field. You hired them for something else. And so it's unfair for you as a leader to expect, now that you just do a little bit of reading or a little bit of work, then now you can essentially put the vision and the mission and the movement of what you want to do and what you want to see at your company and your organization on a group of 5 or 6 people. They didn't ask for that. And it's unfair. And then what it leads to is a whole lot of tokenism. What it leads to is everybody keeps going to John in finance because John's black and John can tell us everything we need to know about black culture. Or somebody keeps going to Jennifer in HR because Jennifer's Indian and Jennifer can tell us everything we need to know about Indian people. And don't get me started on let's go talk to Luke because he's a gay man and he's the only gay man around here. And so that way he can be our culture coach. He did not sign up for that. Those people did not sign up for that. This is why you need a culture coach. You need someone who has decided to step into that role. You need someone who has decided to do the work so that that person can shoulder this burden. Do not put this burden on your staff. And here's the third reason why you need a culture coach. Because you haven't been successful at this yet. You cannot read a book for 2 weeks and then feel like you are equipped enough to move forward and just do this. You need someone to help lead you through. If you think that you have spent 25, 35, 45 years in your company and your business, your organization, being monocultural, and you read a book for 2 weeks, and then you know how to be a multicultural leader, you know how to go out and lead a multicultural vision, you know the blueprint for going out and seeing this multicultural vision come to fruition, you are lying to yourself. And so you need someone outside of yourself. You need someone outside of your staff. You need someone outside of your executive team who can come in and show you the way. And you don't need somebody that got a certificate from Cornell for taking a 2-month course. You need someone who has actually had the experience and the expertise. You need someone that has actually done it. So don't fool yourself. You need a culture coach because you haven't been successful at this yet. Hope that was helpful for you today. Certainly helpful for me. I feel good now, but I needed to tell you that today. Hit me back. Let me know. Hit me up at NikkiLearner.com. You can shoot me an email right there. Let me know what you thought. Thanks for listening, and I'll see y'all next week. See ya. Hey, thanks so much for making the time to listen. If you like the insight today, tell your friends and be part of the newsletter at NikkiLearner.com. Remember, it takes that first decision to realize your vision for a more generous, multicultural life. I'll see you next week.